All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Washington coach Chris Peterson. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask coach a question. And again, that is star 1 to ask coach a question. Our first question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty with It Sports Magazine.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Leo.
Coach, congratulations on getting this far. In Florida, we have hurricanes. Obviously, you have blizzards. How, watching the game, it looked like it was just ridiculous conditions. How bad was it?
Well, it changed. It did. It was, you know, it changed the game plan a little bit, I think, on both sides. But we really don't have blizzards. That's the first snowstorm I've ever been a part of since coaching football in the West. So, it happens on occasion, but it's the first one I've been a part of.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time today. You played Utah and won this year. Is that an advantage, disadvantage, or nothing?
Yeah, I think it kind of evens out. I think both teams kind of have a feel for the other side. But I think, I think both teams have changed and improved as the season went on. So I kind of think it's a wash. I really do.
Coach, good luck down in California this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Leo.
Your next question comes from the line of Kyle Kinsing with Athlon Sports.
Coach, in looking back at that Utah game from September, where do you feel like your team has maybe changed the most in the past 2 months?
I just think there's been steady, slow improvement just, across the board. You play a lot of games. You learn a lot of things. There's ups and downs and all those type of things. And, I don't know if it's any one thing. I think we've had a good team all along, just like Utah has. But I don't think you get to a championship game staying the same.
And with some of the guys who've come back recently, like Hunter Bryant and Trey and DJ Beavers, how much of a lift has that been here in these last couple of weeks?
Well, it's nice to get Hunter out there. He obviously made a few plays. DJ and Trey have played very little. Trey did come in at the end of last game, when Jared Hilvers got hurt, and so that was nice to have him. But he's still working his way back into shape. He really is. And so it's not like, we've with those other two guys, with Trey and DJ, that it's like we're back to full strength. Both those guys are still working their way back, it was good to get Hunter in there and have him make a play or two.
Thank you.
Okay.
Your next question comes from the line of Yogi Roth with Pac-12 Network.
Coach, thanks for taking the time, and congrats on getting to the title game. I'm curious if you could define the personality of this team. You guys three. You could argue three snaps from, not having a blemish in the losing column and climbing steadily as you have.
Yeah, I think they're pretty hard working and kind of businesslike, and haven't got too up or too down on any win or really any loss. I mean, the losses are painful and they sting, but they've always come back and gone to work and, just really haven't flinched. And that's probably what I'm really proud of because, I still don't know how to handle this expectation thing because I think, the expectations can be the kiss of death when they come from the outside and they wear on you for a long time. It always makes you feel like, I think you got to be perfect, and no one's going to be perfect. No players, no coaches, no teams, and I think it adds pressure, puts pressure on those guys. And so, I think they've worked hard in terms of, especially the first game. They're supposed to do all these things, and we don't win the first game, and so that's hard to stomach. But they've just kept working, and I think we've gotten a little bit better.
Awesome. And then just to follow up on the Utah. When you turn that on and you watch 30 and 22, what jumps out to you?
Yeah, those guys are good players now. I mean, that's what jumps out at me. And it's, I think when you put on their side of the ball, they're all good players. And I think one reason that, you know, they're playing for this title is because you see all the same guys we saw early on. And if they're not, if there's one or two different guys, I think they've you know, played better. They've upgraded. And so, I mean, usually when you get late in the year, you can find a guy that maybe they lost a starter or two, and they have not, and they have gotten better. They're playing it. That's a better defense than we saw the first time around.
Excellent. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
All right, Yo. Thanks, man.
Your next question comes from the line of Amy Donaldson with Desert News.
Hey, Coach, speaking of differences, they have a different quarterback and a different running back because of injuries. Do you see any advantages, disadvantages? Have you had much chance to look at that?
Yeah, we've looked at it. And, you know, those are smart coaches over there. And, you know, you have a system, and then you adapt your system a little bit to what you have. Now, the nice thing is, I think, for them, both those quarterbacks, Huntley and Shelley, are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And so they haven't changed their style. All of a sudden they got this new guy in that can't run or those type of things. I mean, those guys are athletic quarterbacks that part of their run game is those guys running. And so they've stuck with that. And, you know, the running back Shine, you know, he does a nice job. I mean, they're a hard-nosed, pounded offense.
And then Ty Jones for you. Actually, I think you also have another Utah kid there, right? Is it MJ?
Yeah, Tafisi. We have a couple.
Yeah.
And Sam Tomani. And, so we got a couple guys here from Utah.
So
yeah, it's awesome to have those guys.
Well, and is it kind of an extra dimension for kids getting to play against a team, you know, kind of a hometown team?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, it might. I mean, sometimes maybe when you go back home and you have more family and friends, you know, just playing in a neutral site is a little bit different. But they'll probably know a lot of guys on the team, so that might be something.
Yeah. And then Ty, for you guys, will you just describe his contributions?
Yeah, he's doing a nice job. You know, Ty's a great kid, works hard, awesome team guy. You know, he's a guy you really like coaching.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You got it, Amy.
Your next question comes from the line of Holly Joyce with KSL.com.
Hey, Coach. Thank you for your time. Kind of a follow-up question to Amy. I just wanted to get your insight on how do you prepare for Utah, knowing that they have Shelley and Shine, different starters at QB and RB, that they didn't get to play against your team earlier this season.
Yeah. We don't really prepare differently. They're doing the same stuff that they did, you know, with the other two players in there. And so you're just trying to defend the system. You know that those guys are good players. They've got some pretty good game experience by now. And, you know, just like a new player, these guys, you know, we even tell our freshmen, you know, it's like you're not a freshman anymore by the end of this season. And so you know, I think those guys just, they've gotten a lot of quality reps, a lot of good game reps, and they're kind of seasoned guys now in our eyes.
Can you kind of just, like, your impressions of both of them?
I think they're good players. You know, you're not going to be a starter at University of Utah unless you're a good player. And I think those guys, you know, bring a lot to their offense.
Thanks for your time.
You got it.
Your next question comes from the line of John Woolner with San Jose News.
Thanks for your time, Chris. Is there anything to make of the fact that the top two defenses in the conference statistically are meeting in the title game? It's the first time that's happened.
You know, it's interesting you say it's the first time it's happened. That's how I think of championship football. You know, way back when I was an offensive coordinator and we were winning a lot of games and everybody likes to talk about offense, I always think it comes down to defense. I know we wouldn't have won all those games when I was an OC back in the day unless we had a really, really good defense that, you know. So everybody likes to talk about offense, but I think it, you know, really, really good football teams come down to big-time defense.
Do you think the defenses have kind of figured out what the offenses are doing, or you think that maybe the personnel is better on defense across the conference than it was a few years ago?
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it, so I don't really know. I just know this, the Utah has really good personnel, and they have a good system. They do what they do. And I would say the same thing about us. Like we have some pretty good players, and you know, we have our system, and you know, we everybody makes their little tweaks, but you do what you do and you just play it well, and you don't make a lot of assignment errors. And you see that out of Utah. They don't make many errors at all. You got to earn stuff on those guys, and they play really hard and really fast. And that's a sign of a well-coached championship type defense.
Thank you.
Okay.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that'll do it. Chris, hey, appreciate your time today. Good luck on Friday. We'll see you in Santa Clara.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you.